There's some business news out of Michigan, and it has to do with right to work. In a related story, workers at Disney World are about to get a hefty pay raise. What's going to happen to mortgage rates? We've got some thoughts about that issue. Is TikTok really a national security threat? Again, we've got some thoughts. Some news from a startup EV manufacturer. Television ads are not only costly to run, they can be hugely expensive to create. We'll look at the top five most expensive ads ever. We've got the Wall Street Report and the debate over remote work. Yeah, it continues. Ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. We are grateful that you are spending some time with us again today. Want to reach out on Twitter? Yeah, we do answer those tweets. As a matter of fact, you can find us at IOB_NewsHour. For decades, the call from many states was to enact right-to-work laws, which really means that employees can be fired for almost any reason at all because they are at-will employees, and employees have the right to reject joining a union if one is available on the job site. Well, now the Associated Press is reporting that Michigan, long known as a mainstay of organized labor, became the first state in decades to repeal a union-restricting law known as right to work. It was passed by over a decade ago by a Republican-controlled legislature. Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer also signed legislation restoring a prevailing wage law that had been repealed by Republicans back in 2018. It requires contractors hired for state projects to pay union-level wages. So, why are we talking about this? Well, it's historic, actually. Michigan becomes the first state in 58 years to repeal a right-to-work law, with Indiana repealing its 1965 law before Republicans there restored it in 2012. Back in 2017, Missouri's Republican legislature approved a right-to-work law, but it was blocked from going into effect before voters overwhelmingly rejected it the next year. Some news about unions. And in a related story, workers at Disney World have just won a major wage victory through their union. CNN is reporting that 32,000 workers, hourly workers that is, will get raises equal to $3 an hour by the end of the year, and most will get raises of about 37% of their current pay by 2026. That's under a tentative five-year labor deal reached with a group of unions. About 75% of the full-time hourly workers covered under the deal currently get $15 an hour. That's according to the unions. The employees do everything from performing as characters to staff restaurants and shops, drive buses, trams, and monorails, as well as work at front desks and perform hotel housekeeping duties. If ratified by the workers, they would receive a retroactive pay increase to $16 an hour, back to October of 2022, and they would see their current pay increase to $17 an hour upon ratification. It would then go to a minimum of $18 an hour as of December 3rd. They would also get a raise of 50 cents an hour in December of 2024 and an additional $1 an hour in 2025 and 2026. The company's previous offer would have given them an initial $1 an hour raise, along with four subsequent raises of an additional $1 an hour over each year of the five-year contract. And by the way, the company said it was pleased to be able to reach the tentative agreement and hopeful that it will be ratified. So the question you've got to ask yourself is, wow, that's a lot of money. Can Disney afford it? Well, consider the fact that its Parks, Experiences, and Products division reported a $3 billion operating profit, according to the latest report. Well, it's been a wild ride this year when it comes to mortgage rates, and we're only 3 months into this year. Back in January, rates dropped, and the 30-year fixed rate was 6.09%. However, in February, some economic data came out that indicated inflation was continuing, and rates then climbed back up, knocking on 7% once again. Well, then came March, with bank failures, and rates started to drift lower, with the current 30-year fixed rate now at 6.85%. The question now is, we're just 3 months in, but what about the future? The Mortgage Bankers Association says they expect rates to stabilize over the course of this year, with the 30-year fixed rate falling to around 5.3% by the end of the year. So are you thinking about buying that house? Should you wait? What's going to happen? Who knows, right? In a related story, Bank of America is following the lead of Wells Fargo in laying off employees tied to wealth management, banking, and the lending sector. Loan officers have been laid off, and some 200 staffers have been offered roles in other parts of the bank. Bank of America, by the way, has not responded with a comment. If you think you've heard the end of all this TikTok drama, think again. Following a 5-hour hearing before the House Congressional Committee that was combative from the start, with both Republicans and Democrats piling on, some are now wondering if this is real or if it's all theater. CNN is reporting that more than 2 years after the Trump administration first issued a threat to TikTok, evidence remains unclear about whether the app is a national security threat. Security experts say the government's fears, while serious, currently appear to reflect only the potential for TikTok to be used for foreign intelligence, and it's not been, at least as of now. There is still no public evidence the Chinese government has actually spied on people through TikTok. Now, TikTok does not operate in China, but since the Chinese government enjoys significant leverage over businesses under its jurisdiction, the theory goes that ByteDance, and thus indirectly TikTok, could be forced to cooperate with a broad range of security activities, including possibly the transfer of TikTok data. Technical experts draw a distinction between the TikTok app, which appears to operate very similarly to American social media in the amount of user tracking and data collection that it performs, and TikTok's approach to governance and ownership. And that seems to be the problem, the governance and ownership. But at the bottom line, nobody is sure. And when there is uncertainty, there is fear. And, my friends, fear is a very powerful driver. Stay tuned. Electric vehicle company Rivian wants to increase production quickly, so it's moving engineers into the Illinois factory from various places in the U.S. MarketWatch is reporting that the company is also moving engineers into its California headquarters. So what started all of this? Well, during the COVID pandemic, Rivian which went public, by the way, in 2021, hired many remote work engineers from across the country, from states like Michigan, Texas, and Virginia. That, according to the Wall Street Journal. Now the issue seems to be get workers back together quickly so production can move along at a faster pace. Well, here's an interesting story for you, if you like advertising, and we sort of do. Back in 1941, NBC aired the first ever television commercial. Now, since then, millions of TV ads have come and gone. The secret sauce to an ad is that it's got to boost the brand and also sales, or the ad could be a bust. Love Money has looked at the most expensive ads ever, and we will share with you the top five. Ready? At number five is a Squarespace ad that cost north of $21 million that started actor Adam Driver. The setup is that when learning that Squarespace is a website that makes websites, Driver begins to multiply before all the extra versions of himself are seemingly sucked into a vortex, leaving the original to contemplate the fact that Squarespace could actually create itself. Now, this was a 90-second Super Bowl ad, and it cost a bunch. The fourth most expensive TV campaign goes to George W. Bush. Back in 2004, George W. Bush spent a whopping $14.2 million, that's the equivalent of $22.3 million today, on his presidential TV campaign. The ad, titled Ashley's Story, features interviews with the family of Ashley Faulkner, a girl whose mother was tragically killed during the 9/11 attacks. Third on the list of most expensive ads is Guinness, with a campaign that cost nearly $23 million. The advertisement was filmed in a small Argentinian village where the high altitude and huge cast of extras made it the biggest challenge for the director. Now, the ad was back in 2007, and it shows an increasingly ambitious series of chain reactions featuring 6,000 dominoes, used cars, and even burning hay bales. It ends with an arrangement of books flipping open to form an enormous pint of Guinness as the slogan, "Good things come to those who wait," appears on the screen. Wow, $23 million for that. At number two is Michelob Ultra, likely the most expensive ad to run in this past Super Bowl. The ad goes for 180 seconds and has a star-studded cast, with tennis player Serena Williams and actor Brian Cox stealing the show. The ad, which is set during a new members' day at a golf club, sees Williams infuriate Cox by consistently outperforming him on the course, while a modified golf cart dispenses Michelob Ultra to a growing crowd of spectators, also made up of A-list actors and sports figures. And the number one most expensive ad campaign ever goes to Chanel, and what has been called La Film, a 2004 campaign that starred Nicole Kidman. La Film cost a staggering $33 million back in 2004. That's the equivalent of $51.9 million today. According to Business Insider, Kidman received $3 million for appearing in the iconic piece, and it was directed by award-winning director Baz Luhrmann, who she had previously worked with on the movies Moulin Rouge in 2001 and Australia in 2008. At 2 minutes long, Le Film was a mini-blockbuster in its own right and cost a jaw-dropping $25.9 million per minute. See what you learn here? Well, it was an up-and-down day on Wall Street, with the Dow finally kicking in high gear during the afternoon trade. The blue chips picked up 132 points on Friday to close at 32,237. The NASDAQ added a mere 36 points to end the week at 11,823, while the S&P 500 moved upward by 22 points Friday to close at 3970. West Texas Intermediate crude fell by 76 cents, to close at $69.20 a barrel. For the week, the Dow gained 1.2%, the S&P 500 climbed by 1.4%, while the NASDAQ with a weekly gain of 1.7%. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with remote work and the constant back and forth that it's created. The question is this: does being seen at work really matter? Academic research suggests it does, but most studies on that topic were done before the pandemic altered our work lives for good. With remote work far more common these days, have things changed? According to new data from LinkedIn's Workforce Confidence Index, U.S. workers are divided. 58% of Americans thinks that it is important to be seen in person by their organization's leadership team. 68% of on-site workers and 60% of hybrid workers agree, while only 41% of remote professionals agree with that assessment. One thing is abundantly clear: the pandemic has changed everything. Well, that's a wrap. Be with us on Sunday for Insight on Business, the News Hour, a week in review that airs at noon Central and only on News Talk 1540, KXEL. For all of us that put this together each and every day, that would be Chap Ramsey, our production coordinator. Sales and Marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, created, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day and a great weekend. Catch you on Sunday. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.